Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hi, Jen.
Hey, good morning.
Today is Monday, March 1st. We're starting a new month.
Brand new
In case
month.
You didn't notice.
I feel like time is flying. The older I get, the faster time goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? Is it just more things to do? Or
no, I'll tell you. I have a good theory about it, and I stand by it.
Yeah, let's hear
it. I think that as you get older, the period of 1 year becomes a smaller fraction of your life. Right? So like if you're 10 years old, 1 year is a tenth of your life. When you're 50, it's 1/50th of your life. So it becomes a smaller fraction, and it seems to be going faster.
That's actually brilliant.
Right?
Yeah, that's actually really great.
That's how I think it is.
I stand by it. Totally. I also think like something that happens along with that is that our sense of time, like 5 minutes to an 8-year-old, they're like 5 minutes, I'm just like, oh my God, I only have 5 minutes. I feel like our understanding of how long time actually is based on our responsibilities as we get older. I feel like that.
No, that's true. I mean, we do a lot of things,
Yeah.
So that keeps you busy, makes time go faster when you're busy.
Yeah.
So, so that's that. And March means we're going to be marking a year. I'm not going to say celebrating, but a year of COVID.
I know.
And there's no end in sight, of course. People are getting vaccinated, which is good. I think it's affecting. A lot of people are looking at Israel because they vaccinated like a big percentage of the population already. But people there are complaining about, they give you like a green pass now when you get a vaccine, vaccinated. So that means that you're not allowed in some places if you don't have it.
Oh, wow.
So now we're starting to segregate people.
Wow.
And people don't like that.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't necessarily agree with that either.
Yeah. Like I saw a picture, for example, with a sign. People like going there on the beach, and they have chairs. They rent chairs and stuff. And there was a sign that says, only with a green pass can you sit here. Yeah. So that's pretty shitty, I mean, it's a good incentive for people to go get vaccinated.
Yeah, for sure.
But it sounds eerily like an authoritarian.
Yeah, I think that's a really intense move at this point in the game. I don't think the vaccine has been out and used enough. It's all just so new, like for me personally, I'm not anti-vaccine at all, but I still want to wait a little bit just to see how it's affecting, how long it's actually going to last, how effective it actually is.
Right. I'm the same way, I mean, I'm not really in a rush. I'd like to get it and everything, but like you said, I'm waiting my turn. A lot of people do need to get it first. I agree and everything. Yeah. And I don't know. So, but we're still guinea pigs with all this.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't know,
How I feel. That's probably my sole reason for not thinking the green pass thing is right.
Yeah.
It's too soon.
I know. It's way too soon. So they do that. There, they also give you tickets for not wearing a mask and stuff,
I mean, I'm with that.
The policemen don't have better things to do than to issue tickets for, and people don't like the police there anyway,
In Santa Monica, they give out $100 fines for not having a mask.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that figures Santa Monica. All the self-righteous people live there.
Yeah.
In my opinion, anyway. But, all the people that have so much money, but yet they have to have rent control there, because God forbid they're going to raise their rent.
I know.
I mean, in normal times. We're going to have a guest today.
Yes, we are.
Another author, an interesting novel. following up on a couple weeks ago where we had an author about a novel about like a COVID-like.
Yes, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, so this comes from the same publicist, same kind of idea, but a great, different thing. Another fictional story that fits in with today's events and everything. So that's pretty cool. Did you watch the Golden Globes at all last night?
I didn't even know that they had.
You didn't know they had?
I didn't even.
I don't blame you, but I would think you would follow these things.
Yeah,
no?
I would think I would too. I didn't think it was my, I don't know, my sense of time has been a mess the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a lot of work.
Mm.
Which is good. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had no idea. Yeah. I had zero idea. I didn't see an ad for it anywhere.
Yeah, I know. They were just talking about it. I don't know where it was even aired. I mean, online, you couldn't find it anywhere. So it was probably just on one of the networks or something.
Yeah.
But
definitely the internet did not make that big of a deal of it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's why I'm like surprised I didn't see any reminders anywhere.
Yeah, because it was a virtual thing and Zoom and stuff.
Yeah.
Know, however they do that. But they were showing groups of people without masks, without anything. So I don't know what we're trying to show here. You know what I mean? People on the one hand are castigating you for not doing it. On the other hand, people go on TV in groups and they don't wear it. So I don't know what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, if you feel safer with it, I mean, I feel safer with it, then I wear it,
yeah.
You know? But only when there's people around, you know? I mean,
yeah.
If I'm going for my car somewhere, I'm not wearing it, you know? I mean, there's no way I'm going to wear it when there's no people around because
yeah,
it makes no sense.
Yeah, like I go on walks with my roommate and we kind of put it down under our chin and then as we're passing someone, we put it back up.
Right, you know?
Fair.
I mean, totally fair,
unless yeah. You're indoors.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
For,
but it's crazy.
So I work as a COVID compliance officer on film sets. And Appendix J is kind of like our Bible, so to speak. And there are certain rules that we have for indoor that we don't have for outdoor. So, I mean, there's obviously a big difference between being in fresh air and not being in fresh air. So I think
right.
As long as people just have it on inside, just do it.
Right.
Just do it. It's.
Yeah. You know, I mean.
I mean, I'm wearing
it's
N95s and a shield for like 16 hours a day.
That's a lot.
Days.
I don't know how you can do that.
I've just gotten used to it.
Yeah, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stand it for more than 5 minutes, man. I don't know how when I go shopping for groceries, how I manage to keep it. But it's constantly I'm touching it and adjusting it.
Yeah.
God, I hope it's going to be gone.
I know. My mom works at a hospital and they have to wear like a full bonnet. They have a double mask. They have
the shield.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah.
I know. That's terrible, man. And it's terrible to have to go to the hospital now because you can't have anybody visiting you.
No.
You know, I mean, you have there's people that are really sick, dying and everything, not from COVID, but other things. And you can't be with them.
I know.
My
friend's dad just passed the other day from COVID.
Really?
Yeah. So that was hard for her. He was on a ventilator for a little while.
Wow. Did he have any condition?
No, no pre-existing. He was in his late 70s, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the immune system does diminish as you get older, I think, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your exposure and stuff.
Right.
I'm surprised, though, because he was a nuker and,
right.
like, surrounded by filth all the time.
Exposed to grime and garbage.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've barely had a cold since I've moved to LA.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I've had one cold. I had a cold constantly when I lived in New York.
Wow.
Like 2-3 times a year, I'd have a cold.
Really?
And a bad one, yeah.
Wow.
Or I'd just be like stuck in bed for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And that's really interesting. I haven't had a cold in like almost a year and a half.
Well, good for you.
That's amazing.
So this place agrees with you.
Sure does.
Yeah. It's beautiful out today.
It is.
It has been beautiful, but very windy. Over
it?
The weekend, you didn't feel any wind over the weekend? I mean, it was blowing, you know. I thought the whole city was, but maybe, were you indoors?
I don't think I left my house on Saturday.
Okay. What about yesterday? Because yesterday
I went swimming with my roommate, and it was... Mm.
It was fine,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I do live in the downtown-ish area, so I think the weather's a little less windy.
Mm. It should be more windy there because of the buildings, don't you think?
Well, I live like right on the edge, so I get the view of being in the city without the burden of living in the city part.
Right.
So yeah. I'm kind of more on the Echo Park side.
Because I imagine if you walk the streets and stuff, usually it gets very windy between tall buildings and stuff. You
know? I remember that in New York, just like whipping around constantly.
Yeah.
Never have a good hair day ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So let's see. So yeah, I didn't do much this weekend. I did see my son, which was nice. We went to eat, and it's windy outside. You can barely sit outside in that wind.
Yeah.
So it's not like we really enjoyed it, but it's nice to go and socialize and everything. You know, I just miss restaurants so much. You know.
I know. Me too.
You know, so, and then you go out and you feel bad for the people that work there. You know, I mean, they have to wear a shield and a mask and everything.
Yeah.
They have to run inside like distances because now you sit outside in the parking lot, you know, so they have to run with the food. And there's not that many of them, you know, so you have to pick up like the work of other workers as well, you know. Like,
I know, it's not easy for them right now.
I know, so it's pretty sad and stuff, you know, but I see people start to go out more and stuff, so I hope it'll really pick up a little bit, you know.
It's amazing how much restaurants influence our economy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not something you really think about necessarily.
But without them, I realized how much we use it to socialize, you know.
So much.
I mean, every time you meet someone, it's at a restaurant or a bar or a cafe or something, you know. Now you have to go to the park or something or go to each other's house.
Yeah, you're like,
and I'm like, what's the point? I'm in my house. I'm going to go to your house now.
Yeah.
We're going to sit in a house again, you know.
Or on their porch or something. Yeah. I know. That's nice you have an outdoor space, though, that you can do that.
I do, but even that gets old, you know? I mean, you want to meet people out, you know, and stuff. So that's happening, you know, but...
Yeah, I like that. I mean, look, we live in Southern California.
Right.
Why not enjoy outdoor dining if we can?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's great.
But the wind really hasn't stopped for like 2 weeks, if I'm correct. Today's probably the first day that the trees are not moving at all.
I was at a cafe like a week ago and it was so windy. And I just, every time, I was like just trying to eat this salad and like lettuce is blowing out of the bowl. Oh, and then like I try and like cover the bowl and then like my napkins are flying away and then like my drink keeps spilling over. I'm like,
oh God. Yeah, so much for that, huh?
That's a lot of first world problems.
Yeah.
I'm like, the spinach was just flying right out of my salad. What an annoying morning.
What can you do, man?
You know.
Problems are problems. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
First one, problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been trying to keep busy building more car models and everything, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
getting easier, actually, for me, you know.
I mean, I hope, yeah.
Yeah. You know, but it's funny because I'm reading, like, I'm on groups on Facebook and stuff. And the common thread is people saying they swear a lot. And
During building, it does happen.
Yeah, it does happen. Sure. You get pretty upset.
Yeah, that's me sometimes. Anytime I have to build anything.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they give you the smallest pieces and you go, why am I even putting this on? You'll never see it. You know, it's inside.
Yeah.
You know, so, and you go, why am I dealing with this? You know, but it's just, it's part of it, I guess, you know. But I've been enjoying it a lot more than getting angry. So that's good. You know, it's getting better because you make less mistakes, I guess.
Sure, you know? Yeah. And you kind of get the gist of where everything's going to go.
Kind of, yeah.
I hate building stuff.
Do you?
I do.
I love it, man. It's art for me, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you sit and you paint it and you build it the way you want, and there's decals which give you a pain in the ass.
That's probably fun. I more hate building, like, furniture.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, that, you know, who wants to do that, you know?
The worst.
I know.
The worst. When my roommate and I moved into our apartment, we both got new bookcases, and then he got this pantry thing for the kitchen for all of his baking stuff, and I was like, yeah, just because I don't want to do it alone. I was like, I'll help you with yours if you help me with mine. And he was like, yeah, okay, I can do that. Of course, mine was like the easiest one.
Oh,
we spent 4 hours building this pantry.
You're kidding.
It was the worst. Wow. It was the worst.
You see, that's the thing is that when I moved here from, when I bought some furniture, not just IKEA, but even when I bought online, it comes unassembled. I hired somebody to do it for me.
That's great.
There's people that do it, you know, on, what's it called, TaskRabbit?
Yeah.
The guy did it like, you know, I mean, what did he charge me, like $50 or something for a couple hours?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't have to deal with it.
That's great.
Because I hate it, too. I mean, I get irritated with that.
It's the worst, and the instructions never make sense.
Right.
It'll just be like, they'll just show, like, the screw on one side, and then, like, the whole bracket thing, and then just, like, an arrow. And I'm like, what does this mean? I don't know what this means. Yeah. I, like, need someone there to help me manage my, like, emotions during it.
Right.
Because if I try and build something like that by myself, I will be, like slapping my bed and, like, swearing and just ragingly pissed off. I'm like, fucking hell. And then I'll just go down this, like, spiral about my life.
Yeah, right.
It just, like, I know, ruins so my miserable. Week. Yeah. I'm like, why is everything like this? Why does it have to be like this?
I know, it's interesting. You know, I mean, once you get in the bad mood, everything looks awful.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right.
You know, everything just spills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I learned to stay away from irritating things, you know?
Yeah.
But
I saw a meme that made a lot of sense to me. It said, "What was it, a bad day or just a bad 5 minutes?" And I was like, huh, okay, that's a good point. Yeah,
that's true.
And there's so many times I've let a bad 5 minutes, like, trash my day.
That's true.
I'm like, today sucked. And it's like, why? I'm like, I was trying to build this thing and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I was telling you before we started the show that I got up this morning and my laptop was, like, really, really slow. And it's never been like that, you know? So I'm going, you know what? Okay, I'll just restart it. So I restart it. Takes 2 fucking hours. I'm, like, under pressure because I got to go take a shower and everything. And this thing's not moving. And then I restart it and it gives me an error message. Says, your fan is not working. So that tells you why it's working so slow, because it's probably getting hot or something.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking to myself, how long before I smash my fist through this goddamn thing, you know? And if I can get through the day without that, I'll be pretty good.
I understand that so well. Like, truly. I got a new laptop probably like 8-9 months ago. The one I had before, it was like a 10-year-old MacBook, and they consider anything over like 5 or 6 years like vintage or something. Right. So they won't
don't support
fix
it anymore.
Yeah. So this thing would take so long to restart. So anytime I'd click an app open, I'd have to walk away and go do something else and come back in like 20, 30 minutes.
Really?
To see how far it had come. And usually it didn't.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
It's terrible, man. And I remember when I went to college, my professor called it techno stress, you know?
Yeah, and, it's a great term for it.
It is, you know? I mean, because it makes you crazy. Makes you crazy because I think it's because it doesn't talk back to you, you know?
Yeah, it's not physical,
like,
really.
Right, you can't have an influence on it. It's not like when you get mad at a person and you might change their mind.
Totally. Or like a bookshelf, you can still somehow figure it out. You have physical control over it, but you have no control over what's going on inside your computer.
Absolutely.
It's just doing its own thing.
Doing its own thing. And we rely so much on it that, you know, it's so frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I'm glad to know I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one.
Responding like that.
There was actually another meme that said you can really judge someone by how they respond when their technology isn't working.
Yeah, and I wouldn't judge like that. No, I wouldn't judge someone based on that.
I wouldn't judge
That's
either.
Terrible, right?
I know, but it's just funny to think that, like, it's so common that people will freak out about that.
I know.
I definitely am one of them.
Yeah.
Just have a crying fit because my laptop won't work.
I know. It makes you want to cry. You know.
It makes feels a grown so man pathetic. Cry. Yeah. Definitely. Oh, just sobbing. I'm like, man.
I know. Like, why me? Why me?
Yeah, and it's not why something now? That you can just, like, forget about and go do something else, you know, and just right. feel like, I'm going to go so calm down.
The back
down
of your mind.
Yeah, you're just like.
And you know it's not going to fix itself.
No, it's just looming there, you know. It's like, don't forget that I'm not working and you're going to have to deal with me. I'm like, no. Somebody else do it. When I personal assisted, the woman would always pawn off all her tech stuff on me. And I'm like, you're asking the wrong person. Like, when she hired me, she was like, what are things that you're good at and what are things that you're not? I was like, I can literally figure anything out but tech stuff. Mm. I go, when it comes to tech stuff, we're going to call someone else.
Right.
Yeah. And she was like, okay, I get that. So whenever she'd pawn her tech stuff on me, I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do.
Right.
She's like, can you like download this on my computer and like screen share mirror it on my TV? I'm like,
the
what?
Fuck did I do that?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I realized early on in my life I can't really deal with technical problems. So when I can, I hire people to do it for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have to deal with it. Because
yeah.
if I deal with it, it's going to break. I'm going to break it. There's no, yeah. it's elementary.
Yeah. I know. My family gets mad at me too because they're like, you're the one in the, because I'm 10 years younger than my siblings and I'm 40 years younger than my parents. And they're like, you're the one that in the family that should know how to do this. I'm like, I know that. I know that I should know. I'm like, but I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I just don't.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know what my resistance to it is. It's just in me.
Yeah.
When I think about it, I'm like.
Yeah, well, you're an artistic person. You're not into technical stuff, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can get away with
thank
that.
Thank you. I'm going to use that.
Yeah. I don't have a technical bone in my body, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not in my genes, so.
Totally.
Keep me away from that.
I know, right? I always feel so good, though, when I, like, delete some, like, old things on my... and then I, like, empty the little trash bin. I'm like, yeah, I did that. I did that.
And then you look for the file you can't find.
Yeah, that too. I'm like, damn it, I needed that.
Yeah, that's why I learned not to empty the trash until I absolutely have to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of leave it there.
Yeah.
And because sometimes I do have to go back to something that I deleted.
Yeah, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very often, but, you know, because I like deleting things so I don't have, like, such a, you know, a bunch of files that are just sitting there.
Totally. You know? I like to organize everything into folders. That's as tech as I get. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's good.
All the little folders. Yeah. It's got to be organized at least.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like to keep it neat, I got to get rid of things that I'm not using, you know?
Yeah.
Just like in my physical world, you know?
Yeah, if I haven't touched it and I don't even remember when, I can get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's a really hard rule to live by.
Yeah. But got to keep the computer neat, you know?
It's
otherwise,
true.
I go crazy.
I know. It's the worst when I open someone's computer and it's just icons all over the whole
screen.
Yeah,
the whole desktop thing. Yeah,
you know,
how do you
like,
find anything,
oh,
right?
My God. I guess you just go to the search situation, but still.
But, you know, but this is like, we really have it easy today because when I started with computers, there was no Windows, there was no Macs. Everything looked like, there was like a black screen with commands.
Yeah.
You had to remember.
Yeah.
It was called DOS. And
I remember.
And then you'd have programs which... each one would work differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like with a Windows program, you can go in and pretty much, if it's brand new, you can still figure your way around.
Yeah.
Here you couldn't. I mean, it was like all text-based and stuff, you know.
I used to use DOS for, because you could program cheat codes into games and have like extra abilities without having to win extra abilities. So I used to use DOS on, we had, I don't know what kind of computer it was. Energy? I don't know. Yeah, I would use DOS for playing Duke Nukem when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, and when you put in the right program codes, when he'd go into the strip club area, if you press the space bar, the dancers would open their tops and they had worm nipples. And my friends and I would just sit around the computer at like 7, 8 years old, like, hee hee, just laughing the whole time.
I can see you putting cheat codes at 8 years old.
Yeah, right? I'm like,
my God.
DN Cornholio, that was the cheat code. So good.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Duke Nukem. I can't see you play that.
Oh, man, I loved it. It was my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you play Doom also?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, Doom was all like demons and shit like that, monsters. Totally. I don't know why people enjoy that, but it was fun shooting them, you know.
Yeah,
but
I love shooting games. Yeah. I always had really great, excellent game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Today, the games, you can't even tell, you know? I mean,
I know.
It's so, they're so great today with such great graphics and everything.
It's crazy.
But they're very complicated, too, you know, and they're hard.
I know. I sit down and I'm like, can we just, like, play Mortal Kombat or something?
Yeah, like, it's like, why do I need the whole story behind it, you know?
Oh, yeah, and you have to sit through the whole beginning, and they're like, and then they went through the forest of the angels, and, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, they used to have them, like when the single player mode, you know, not the multiplayer, but the single, which usually there's a story to it, you would, it would be like on a, what they call a rail system, where it's like you'd have to follow a certain way, you know, and so forth. Now they have open world ways. Mm-hmm. So what it means is you can go anywhere in this world and do whatever you want, which sounds great, you know. It sounds like, oh, I can play differently. But what happens is you can end up wandering there for hours and not seeing another person, you know.
Yeah.
It just, you kind of disappear. You don't know where to go.
Yeah, so you're just like so walking around.
Yeah, so they sometimes have indications of like arrows and distance and stuff.
Sure.
To where you're going and the objectives. But for the most part, I'm like, you know, make it easier for me, you know.
They don't have like a beginner level.
No, even if they do, but you still have an open world, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
If you get into a car, you start driving, you don't know where the hell you're going, you know.
Yeah,
but
there should be
so
like directions like or that. Something,
right? So in some games they have like objective and
tells
you how far you are and what direction to go and stuff. But that's a waste of time for me. It's like, let me just fight, you know. Let me just
definitely aim. It's some satisfaction from the game instead of just aimlessly moving around. You're like, I'm doing this in my life. Like,
right.
Why do I have to be on this game to do this?
Exactly, you know. And all the Call of Duty games used to be like real battles, you know, like in World War II and things like that. Like recreate actual battles, and that was great. I loved it, you know.
Yeah.
But today it's more like, I don't know, it's very polished and stuff. There's a lot of science fiction, a lot of zombies, a lot of monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Not into that. I'm like into military. Let me kill people.
Yeah,
know?
I like that too. Totally. Yeah. There was, I remember the first video game I ever got was like The Little Mermaid for N64. And my brother was really great at video games, and I was starting to get good at them. And this game, we would play for hours and hours, and it was like that. Like, there was no direction. You had no idea where you were going. You're like, why won't this end? Why can't I advance anywhere? Turns out the game had a glitch in a lot of the, I don't know, what do you call that? Remember, it was like that hard plastic, and you'd plug it in?
Cartridge?
A cartridge, yeah. There was a I don't know the word for it, damage or something to some of the ones that were distributed, and there was no like other level. Like once you got to the fourth level, there was like just something wrong with it where you couldn't advance. So all these people were sitting there playing this game for weeks and weeks and months, getting nowhere because there was nowhere to go. There was they didn't build anywhere else.
Oh wow!
On that specific level, it was like great.
Wow.
I learned that like 4 or 5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I remember actually seeing a movie, a science fiction movie, where they would go into the computer game or something, be part of the game, and the places that were not programmed, it would just be like an edge of the world, you know?
Mm.
That's how people started to suspect maybe they're part of a computer game or something.
Oh, wow. You
know? Yeah.
It's intense.
Because, I mean, you drive somewhere and suddenly it just ends, you know?
Just ends, like the PCH.
Yeah. You know, they, that mudslide there,
mm-hmm.
yeah, That looked pretty scary, huh?
Yeah, can you imagine?
I don't know how nobody went over.
But right?
Like, yeah. The last storm we had in California, what was it, like a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
A part of PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, just broke off and slid to the ocean.
Google photos of it. It's intense. Right. It's really
and
intense.
So I'm sure a lot of people can't. I'm sure they still haven't rebuilt it. I mean, it's like there's just like nothing underneath.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bridge.
Yeah.
So
and that's what happens when it gently rains in Southern
right,
California.
Exactly. Gotta be careful with all the people building on hillsides and stuff. That's pretty scary too. You
yeah,
know?
To think you're just in your house and it.
It's going to slide down. I remember times when it happened, you know, some tough winters where it happened here.
Tough winters.
Yeah. I know. We used to have them, believe it or not. For Southern California, they were tough.
Oh, man.
But there were times when there used to be more rain here. I mean, this year is like total drought.
Yeah.
Right? What do we have? Like one day of rain?
I would say we had probably three.
Maybe three.
It was like one a week for... Yeah. 3 weeks or something, which, I mean, everyone is, like, so sad when it rains here.
I know, right?
I'm like, how's your day going? They're like, it's raining. I'm like, it's one day of rain.
Exactly.
Like,
oh,
relax.
I need my sun. It's like, come on, man. It's drying up everything. We're so dry here. Everybody's complaining about the same thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't breathe. Your skin is all dry and everything. Doesn't matter how much lotion I put on there. It's still bad, you know?
I've aged my hands like 20 years.
Yeah, right?
Definitely.
So you see, everything's got its bad and its good, you know?
I know, but it's still like on the East Coast, I was there for, what, 4 days?
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the 4 days, my hands were so dry that when I made a fist, my knuckles cracked.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was dry despite the fact that it was... Was it wet at all there?
It was snowy.
It was snowy.
It was snowy. Well, it snowed the last day I was there.
Yeah.
But before that...
So how does it get dry like that?
It's just
here?
Cold and dry yeah. and wind-chapped hands and...
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm like, what time are these people calling in?
I don't know. Maybe I give them a different time. Because originally I had two people scheduled for today, so maybe I give them the later time, in which case they'll call in a few minutes. What was I going to say? We were talking about...
Dry hands, weather, cold.
Yeah. So I think on Wednesday they're saying it might rain. So
okay.
I'll be doing the rain dance, hoping
right.
that it will. You
yeah.
know?
Everyone get your tissues because you're going to cry on
yeah.
Wednesday.
So to get to some serious news, I don't know why, but we maybe should. But this one is pretty explosive. The entire California school board resigns after they caught mocking parents on over school reopenings. So they were like, yeah, I mean, like the chair... the president of the board was like, they were in a Zoom meeting, and they didn't realize they could be heard. So I guess parents heard it too and stuff. She's like, when someone calls me, I fuck them up, whatever, you know. So something like that. Let me play that real quick because this is unbelievable, you know, some of the things.
To describe the parents, listen to this.
If you're going to call me out, I'm going to f*** you up. Sorry,
yeah.
That's just me.
They want to pick on us because right. they want their babysitters back.
We have the meeting open to the public right now.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
They just realized, fuck. Yeah, you got to be careful. A lot of people are fucking up with those Zoom meetings, you know?
I know.
You know, like naked and...
Yeah.
Her kids in the background.
There was a video I saw of this girl who was in class, and one of her students had her camera off, but the sound was on, and she was like in the middle of doing it with her boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah, and you could hear everything. Whoa. It was very vocal. Very vocal.
Oh my God, how embarrassing.
And then the girl who was very vocal actually made a video about how mortified she was about it. So it's like everyone who saw the first video... Like the next day, saw that video on
right.
their feed,
and then they had to go back and see the first one after
yeah,
they heard about
definitely.
It.
Definitely, so funny.
But yeah, but this is this is pretty serious because, I mean, the thing is that people are dying to send their kids back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And to mock the parents on something like this, I think it's pretty offensive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People are like, I mean, this is not, you're not talking about being with your kids for a week or two. I mean, this is like a year.
Yeah.
You've had to stay at home with them, homeschool, you know, Zoom classes, whatever, homework. Parents have not worked this whole period.
And you have to stand guard with the kids and make sure they're paying attention.
Right.
Because they're not going to. When I nannied, I had to do that. I had to literally sit in the same room and be like, focus, focus, pay attention.
Right.
Pay attention, listen to your teacher.
Yeah, and you got to make sure they do their homework and everything. And it's just like, I mean, suddenly, I mean, I would, I don't know how I would react if I had to do this, you know, where you can't work, you can't go to work because you have to watch your kids. And it's too much to have them home all day.
Yeah, I don't want to be home with anyone all day.
Yeah.
You know, like I need, well, I Except also don't cats. Have kids. Yeah, well, yeah. They're the so kids. Quiet and just,
exactly.
they're sleeping and hiding they in the bother, closet yeah. most of the time anyway. There's, you don't even, I'm like, can you just please come out? They're like, no.
But you could deal without people all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I know, but I do miss gatherings and shit like that, you know.
Yeah, I just have like I max out after a while.
Yeah.
You know.
I know, me too, you know, after a couple hours it's like bye.
Yeah, totally. It's a very specific relationship you have to have with somebody to be able to endure them, you know, morning, noon and night and sleep over for right. days at a time.
Yeah, and even when I go over for dinner or something to somebody's house, my brother, whatever. After an hour and a half, I'm like, I've had it, you know? So I'm always the first one to leave, you know?
Yeah.
And people make fun of me, but I'm like, look, man, it's like, I get restless. I get bored, you know?
Yeah.
How much can we talk, you know?
I know, so much talking. I'm like, let's like play a game yeah. or something. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
That's what I can't understand. And, you know, and then on the one hand, I have my brother who's got a family and he never has a moment alone because they've got three grown kids and that. But and especially now people stay home in the evenings and stuff. They don't really go out, so the kids are home. And I go, I don't know which lifestyle I'd like better. Mine, where I don't see enough people to never being alone. You know, that would be... That's, I don't know if I could handle that.
There's no escape.
Right.
Although sometimes, like, constantly being alone, there's also no escape to that.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying, you know. I mean, sometimes I do get pretty lonely here, you know, and bored. But I was reading an article in the newspaper that really, for many men, there's that emptiness, there's that loneliness later on in life, you know, and it's true, you know. I don't know about women. I would imagine they have the same things, but this article happened to be about men, so.
I imagine that it's the same. I mean, I don't know about other age groups, but I know in my age group, it's kind of like not okay to be alone all the time. Like right. I have friends who think it's really weird that I go to the movies myself, obviously when they were open, or go out to eat myself, or do a lot of things myself. They think right. it's like sad. I'm like, I think it's sad that you can't do that alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true. Some people really depend on other people.
Yeah. And I think it's okay to like want to go somewhere with a buddy sometimes. Right. But I think we should be able to be on our own.
Yeah. To enjoy your own company because you can't always be with people.
Totally.
You know, you got to be able to stand yourself.
Yeah. You occupy know. Your own time.
Exactly. You know, and some people can't stand being just with themselves.
Yeah.
So I don't know which is better, which is worse, but I guess a certain balance would be best.
You know, but like a nice midday nap, nobody's home.
Right.
So great. It's like 3 p.m. You're like, I'm going to go to sleep right now.
Yeah. I know. That's true. You can come and go as you wish. You don't have to answer to anybody.
It's so nice. And when you run errands with people, you have to like, you get out of the car and they're like still getting out of the car and they're like gathering stuff in their bag and you're just standing there like, can we go in already? Like,
right.
Come on. And then they're like, you just, different shopping styles. Like when I go out with my mom or sister, they want to like look at every single thing in the store. And I'm like, I know what I came here for. I'm going in and getting it and leaving, you know. Right. There's very few times when I go into a store and I want to casually browse. Very, very few.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a casual.
Any store. What if it's stuff you really like?
But I have to make a specific time to do that. Mm. You know, a lot of times I'm like, okay, I need to go get this thing, and then I go. Like if I go into a thrift store, sometimes I'll take my time, or like a TJ Maxx or something if I'm shopping for decor for my house or something.
Right. But yeah.
I should say apartment. I don't have a house.
Same thing. Doesn't matter. I totally agree with you on that. You know, and it's sometimes it's rough, you know. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I know traveling usually is better with someone, you know, but at the same time, it's hard to agree on where and when to go and
worrying about stuff. If they're happy. And
right, they pull in one way and you're pulling another way. And I know that can be frustrating too.
And people just not saying what they actually want.
Right.
You know, not being
and then
like.
They get upset.
Yeah, not being like, no, I actually don't want sushi. I want to go for burgers tonight. You know, right. Like people are just like, I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know what you want to do. And then they like complain the whole time or
right.
They're dissatisfied with the option. That's so frustrating to me. Like, we can both want different things. Like, it's fine.
Right.
You know?
No, I agree with you. You know, I mean, there's no doubt that. There's something to be said for, for doing things together with people.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, yeah, I mean, you got to behave differently. You know, you got to be more flexible and things like that. But I don't know. I mean, some traveling is best with friends. You know, I mean,
I think so too.
You know, I mean, if you go on a, unless you're really like friendly and outgoing. You know, like
yeah.
I mean, I remember my first. My first marriage, when I got divorced, I went on a cruise. I wanted to go on a cruise, so I went on a cruise, right? But I happened to be not in a great mood that whole week.
Yeah.
So I didn't really reach out to anybody, and it was just miserable. You know? I couldn't really enjoy myself, you know?
Sometimes
on a cruise, you have to socialize.
Yeah. Sometimes being in good company kind of shakes it off of you.
Yeah, you know? But. Yeah. But no, and I got depressed because I wasn't in the mood and I wasn't able to mingle with people.
Sure.
So I'm like, so what else am I supposed to do here?
You need
stay
a wingman.
Stay in my fucking cabin, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You need a wingman sometimes.
See, I'm the kind of person I'll just start talking to anybody.
Right. Well, yeah. I do, but back then I didn't as much.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm always like, hi. Everyone's like, okay.
I know, but no, a cruise I do not recommend going by yourself.
Yeah.
You definitely want to be with someone. But, or other vacations where you're not really sightseeing,
mm-hmm.
you just like going to Hawaii or something. Well, you sightsee there, but it's also for relaxation. You just sit on the beach and stuff like that.
Definitely.
You know? I think you need someone then, you know?
Yeah. See, that's when I was thinking that would be a great alone trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, an alone trip would be more like exploring places and running around all the time like I do when I do my road trips. You know, it's constantly you stop here, you stop there.
See, that is what I would want to do with someone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd want to do the relaxing stuff on my own.
All right. So I'm inside out pretty much.
No, I mean, it's just opposite.
Yeah, it depends, you know.
Like if I'm laying on the beach and I just want to take a nap under the sun and everyone just wants to have a full-blown conversation the whole time. Like, I don't want to have a conversation right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to like read a book and go to sleep.
You know, like when I took a trip with my friend earlier last year, we went to Tahoe and all he could do is talk about the fishing, you know. And I'm like, look, we're not just going fishing. We're going to do other things too. We're going camping and all that. And it was all about the fishing all the time. And I really got irritated.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, why am I going with a friend if I'm getting irritated, you know? And it's like, nobody hears what I want, you know?
Totally. It's the worst.
So, you know, I mean, you have to be flexible, but not everybody thinks that way.
You have to be flexible and flexible and also be vocal about what you want.
Right.
You know, I think
And
that's...
I am, but sometimes it creates like tension, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. I'm like, would you fucking stop with your fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that turned out to be a shitty fucking trip because it was the season of the fires.
Oh.
So the day we got to Tahoe, they closed all the campgrounds. All the fucking campgrounds were closed. We thought, okay, we'd go fishing on a boat. We'd take like those fishing boats. It was so windy that every place we called, they said, we're not going out tomorrow. You know, so between that.
That'll so be the way of it.
Yeah,
that's, you know. So the way of it.
So no campgrounds, no nothing.
So what'd you do? You turned around and came home?
Yeah, we stayed at a hotel for a couple of days. We just looked around. We found a place for him to fish off.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Glad like, he got to fish.
There was a little deck or something. He could fish there. I let him fucking fish. He couldn't catch anything. And that was that. Yeah, and we came home. I mean, we were so disappointed. We took so much stuff with us, you know, for camping and, you know.
There's nothing like being, and that's always the time that you're the most prepared, right?
Right.
Like you dotted all your I's, you crossed all your T's, you're like ready to go, and then you can't do it. But it's the times that everything works out that you're like, damn it, I forgot this and I forgot that.
Right, you know, and I felt bad for him. I mean, he spent like hundreds of dollars on gear for fishing.
So exciting. He was like, I'm going fishing. He probably told every person at every shop he went to.
Yeah.
I'm going fishing. They're like, yes, you're at a fishing supply store. I mean, we know.
We went. We bought like fishing license and everything. It's like, oh, man, a whole thing.
You need a fishing license.
Yeah, to fish. Yeah.
That's so wild.
Yeah.
You need a license to take things that are already on Earth.
Right.
That's so crazy
well,
to
maybe
me.
They don't. Yeah. I mean, how do you really control it? You know? How do they know how many fish you catch and what do you do with them and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess it's just a way to get money out of people. I don't know what else.
Yeah, control. Yeah. Always control.
Yeah, you would think there's plenty of fish in the sea, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
I think this caller's missing their...
Yeah, well...
Missing their magic
obviously
moment.
Obviously, by now, they probably forgot or whatever.
Probably. Are they on a different time zone?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Well.
Yeah. What can you do?
Well, we'll maybe hear from them another time.
Yeah, we'll reschedule, and we'll see what goes on there. I wanted to. Have you been using like dating apps and stuff at all? Do you?
I actually deleted them all about a month ago.
Really?
Because they're total garbage.
Right? Aren't they though?
Such garbage.
I mean, I never match with anybody, and when there's apps where they can comment on you or something. I always get like really homely looking people.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, it's not the people I would go out with.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, what the hell's going on, you know?
See, I match with people, but they never say anything or they say gross things.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
See, for women, it's different. I mean, you can get like, I think women get like, you know, I mean, if you're halfway decent and stuff, you know, attractive and all that, I think women get like dozens and dozens of messages, you know? So what happens is often they don't even get to yours. You know, I mean, you sit there, you go, she can't even respond to me. The thing is, she doesn't even know you exist because she probably didn't get to your message.
Yeah.
You know?
That too.
But then on the other hand, I get nothing and I'm going, what the fuck's wrong with me? You know?
There's nothing wrong.
Right. No, but you know, it's like you have to wonder after a while. You go, I see all these people hooking up and nothing's happening here, you know?
Yeah, but people are matching, but there's no quality to it.
I don't know. Some people enjoy it. Besides, you know, some people just want to hook up, you know. It's like they go on Tinder. I'm telling you, it's for younger people. The younger people, the apps are perfect for them. You know, I see my son. He's 27 years old, man. All he has to do is match with someone, and they have sex that same night. They don't even go out or anything, you know.
It's so lame.
Well, for guys, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I bet.
And maybe for the girls, too, you know. I mean,
yeah,
they're
totally.
Like, they're not looking to go out either. They're just like, yeah, come over, you know.
That's the thing, though, is people, if somebody just wants it to be a hookup, just say that.
Right.
The thing is, people aren't just saying that. There's enough people nowadays that are willing to just be like, yeah, okay, cool, I'll come over. Mm. But the thing is, people aren't saying that. Sometimes people will go out, you'll go out on a date with somebody, and even if you don't think it's going that well, they're like, I can't wait to hang out again, this, this, and that, you know, blowing all the smoke. I'm always rolling my eyes. I'm like, yeah, okay, okay, okay. And then you never hear from them again.
Right. You see, but that's the thing. It depends on the age, you know, because my son tells me that every single woman on Tinder writes, no hookups, no hookups, no hookups, and yet they all do it.
I know.
So, you know.
I know.
But it's not happening when you're older and... yeah. Somebody sort of like reassigned ages and how young you are and everything. Mm-hmm. And they put 18 to 65 as being young. And then 65 and up is middle age. I'm like, really? You know, I mean, 60 years old and 18 year old in the same category? Yeah. Nah, our lives is totally different.
Different, yeah.
You know? But yeah, so that's why when people tell you find a partner, if you want a partner, find someone that you'll get older with, because it's hard to find someone when you're old, you know, and it's true.
Well,
it's true. Listen, you're not old. When you get old, you see what I mean.
Yeah. Well, nothing's really popping now. So.
All right. Well, maybe you're too picky. Who knows? You know.
Well, I mean, I think there's a difference between picky and standards.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Like half the guys that show up on dates like smell like their shirts are dirty and they don't floss, and
that's disgusting.
Their teeth have like goo.
Oh my god.
And they just stink. And like, this whole thing on the internet right now about how younger guys don't know that they need to wash their ass.
Really?
Yes. This girl had
disgusting,
combo.
Man.
And she said she was in the shower with her boyfriend and she was washing her ass. And he goes, what are you doing? And she was like, I'm washing my ass. And he was like, why are you doing that? She's like, because you shit from there, you should wash your ass.
Right. Plus, you're in the shower already. Doesn't it make sense?
Right. And she was like, don't you wash your ass? And he was like, I've never washed my ass. I don't think you're supposed to wash your ass. She was like, you're definitely supposed to wash your ass.
Oh, my God.
And all these guys started coming out of the woodwork like, I didn't know I was supposed to wash my ass.
Really?
I'm like, how did you not know that you're supposed to wash your ass?
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, everybody, we leave you disgusted as we leave the show.
It's my favorite thing.
Yeah. Sorry, our guest didn't call in, but we always find things to talk about.
Yeah,
which
we do.
Is nice.
Washing your ass.
Yeah, washing your ass. Keep thinking about that one.
Just please do it.
Yeah.
Anywhere that exists on your body, wash it.
Exactly. You're already in the shower, man. I mean, it makes sense.
Except, like, don't wash, like, your eyeballs or something.
Yeah, don't wash your eyeballs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jen, thank you.
Nice and awkward ending.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you all on Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.